Hundreds of thousands of people in Vietnam's Mekong Delta have been evacuated as Tropical Storm Tembin approaches. The storm has already left a trail of destruction in the Philippines, with landslides and flash floods killing up to 200 people. Thousands more have spent Christmas in emergency shelters. Peter Lloyd reports.
This is what Christmas Day sounded like for some people in the middle of a typhoon in southern Mindanao. A bleak day, and for some desperate, drenched villagers, a very narrow escape from the river, bubbling up rich and thick and taking all its path. One by one, they inched across a rope line, a waist-high torrent urging them the other way in an almost certain dire fate. Across this vast, troubled and historically impoverished Muslim island, aid is finally getting through. Troops delivered supplies to southern Mindanao, which lay right in the path of the storm. Reaching these remote pockets of the Philippines has not been easy.
We have 1,000 people with no homes at the moment, and I'm sure that figure is going to grow. We are addressing water right now. We have sent water tankers. We're addressing the hopes of people. We're trying to provide, for an example, cash grants by tomorrow.
Though the Philippines is well used to devastating storms, this took many by surprise. The speed with which the rivers turned into lethal torrents outmatched efforts to abandon villages. At least 200 people are known to have died. Officials say many ignored warnings to leave coastal areas and riverbanks and were killed.
Houses were getting flooded, but people could no longer exit their homes, so they got trapped by the strong waters. They were being swept away.
There used to be 103 houses here, but when the flash flood happened, everything was washed out.
Boulders the size of a family car were washed down from mountains and flattened small homes and shanties. On the hard-hit Zamboanga Peninsula of Mindanao, a village has been wiped from the earth, but the mosque is still standing. And tens of thousands have been on the move in search of emergency shelter. In Rome, Pope Francis offered prayers for the people of Mindanao in his weekly blessing to the crowds on St. Peter's Square.
Merciful Lord, take in the souls of the dead and comfort those who are suffering as a result of this calamity. Let's pray for these people.
It's the Red Cross that's coordinating the relief effort in the Philippines.
We already provided water and hot food, and we're going to be distributing non-food items, certainly blankets, mosquito nets, and hygiene kits for those who are in evacuation centers so that we could alleviate the suffering of many of the folks there.
The country is battered by about 20 typhoons a year. The full extent of the devastation is only going to become clear when all remote areas are reached and people are accounted for. Vietnam will feel the remnant Tembin today, according to Vietnamese officials, and they're not taking any chances. 1 million people could be on the move from low-lying areas along the southern coast. For Vietnam, this is their year's 16th typhoon.
Peter Lloyd reporting.